Good morning. We continue Chayyim Hichul Shabbos. We're learning Klal Amidal Amid Hey. The Lachos of Masarte and Memachik. And we've been learning Siman Hey. It talks about the Toda of Memachik of Mimareach. Some practical applications of the concern of Mimareach beyond the issues of medicated areas are some types of cosmetics which women use, etc. So putting on creams or lotions for the purpose of skincare, not a person who's has a medical issue, but simply that they want to moisten their hands. If the person is using some type of a cream, there's going to be concern. Either mirabanan of mimareach, and just dabbing it on is zereshem mimareach. Similarly, a person wants to put on a sun screen, which comes in the form of a cream. So the person is going to have a concern of mimareach. A lipstick, one wants to put on lipstick. One of the reasons why lipstick is a problem. It might be a problem of tzeveya, of causing, adding color. But there's also going to be a concern of mimareach, the process of smoothing it onto the lips. Many times, even after it's put on the lip, a person has to rub their finger over it to make sure that it's smooth. That's an act of mimareach right there. So that's going to be a problem. Using deodorants. So spray deodorants are mutter. A powder deodorants, sprays which come out as powders are going to be mutter. But a deodorant stick, which is a wax-like type of a substance, which is rubbed off onto the body as a person rubs it in the areas where they're putting on the deodorant. So that involves a process of smoothing the layer onto the body. From the head of the deodorant stick, so that's going to be a problem. Chapstick for a person who has chapped lips, that's similar to lipstick, is going to be a problem. So those are some very common types of things that people do use creams for, which are going to be a problem of mimareach. Either because there's an act of mimareach taking place, or because of a gezera of shemen yimareach. Person is washing themselves, so they want to use soap. So bar soaps are a problem, either of mimachik, if the surface is not smooth, and the person smooths out the surface, as you're swimming down the surface of that, you're doing a machik. If the bar is had sat in water for a period of time, so it becomes, instead of being a hard thing, it becomes more like a pasty type of a thing. And as you spread on your body, someone comes off and the person smooths it on as they rub it on over their body. So that's going to be a second mimareach issue. That anything which goes to the body is then rubbed into and spread over the body. So a person is doing the process of mimareach by using those types of soaps. A person wants to use a liquid soap. So liquid soaps are not go under the of mimareach because they are a liquid. How liquidy do they need to be? Is, again, it's a hard thing to describe. As long as they pour easily, they do not have a din of it being a concern of mimareach. If they only pour with great difficulty, now that's going to be something which the dinner mereach applies to. and then you have areas in between. The same, if a person takes the liquid soap and makes a very, very thick lather and then spreads the lather around. There is an argument to say that it would be considered mimareach as well. Something comes out as a foam. Some of them come out under pressure as a foam. But they're fairly liquidy. It's not a thick consistency. So that problem doesn't apply. But if it's like a thick lather, picture like a person either comes out from the container like that, or a person works it into a thick lather, that would be a problem of mimareach. A toothpaste is another example, but maybe we'll talk about that in the following shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.